Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.
WMFO in Medford, 10:05 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Tom. Hi, Tom. Hello, hello, everybody.
And we just played a bunch of stuff, and we're going to play more stuff and talk about things. But before we do that, let me tell you what I played in that last set. I make it sound so boring. It's not, is it?
No, not at all.
All right. It's just me then. I'm boring. All right. Started off the last set. I was expounding about Ty Segall. I mean, just what a great track, right? Brand new single from Ty Segall. Started us off with New Noise. I was looking at you. Michael Barry from his latest record called Party at the End of the World. That was Friends Again featuring Sid Straw. And Mike's listening, and Mike texted me, and he said he hasn't posted yet about this, but he's going to be playing the Village Social Club on Saturday, August 27th. It's going to be him and his son. It's a guitar-drum duo. His son is Liam, or Young William, whichever, and he's the drummer in Lily Black. So those two, Mike and Liam, are going to be playing at the Village Social Club on Saturday, August 27th. Two sets at 8 p.m. It's in Brookline Village. So if you can get out to see those guys, it's a real treat for sure. Kid Gulliver, Boston's own from 2021's Kismet record. That was Lila Dreams, one of our favorites here for sure. And we had a little bit of a conversation on the Facebook thread where our own Kirsten Chervinsky said, I love that song. And Kid Gulliver came in and said, we do too. It's one of our favorites to play. So it's all good. Old 97s had the fourth song of the set. In 2008, they had a record called Blame It on Gravity. Get Off My Lawn. I made up the second part. Dance With Me is that track. And the great Lucinda Williams. I mean, I just can't, so I won't. 2003 brought us a record of hers called World Without Tears. That was real live bleeding fingers and broken guitar strings. She's telling it like it is.
She can.
Not messing around, right? I mean, why should she? She doesn't have to. So, whatever. Fine, Lucinda. Love that. I'm such a gritty talent that she is. And we've seen her multiple times.
Yes, yes. And she just, I think, came through a real serious health issue recently.
Yeah, so I did see that.
Hopefully she's doing okay.
I hope so. I didn't see anything, but I haven't looked either, but I hope so. All right, at 10:07 in the morning, there's a reason Tom's here, just because he's smiling and happy and is a music lover and all of that. We do five-song sets with guest DJs, and Tom picked five songs, and it's Love 'Em While We Have 'Em.
Love 'Em While They're Here, Love 'Em While We Have 'Em.
Yeah, okay.
So a lot of these artists have been around for a long time, but they're still with us, thankfully.
Yep.
So we wanted to play some of their music and share it and get people talking about them and maybe digging out your tunes if you have them or looking them up online. So,
all right. So I'll just tell you, we'll play two and then come back and talk a little bit and then play a few more. If you do the math, there'll be three more after that. Yeah. All right. So first is George Benson, who, you know, I grew up with. Not in the same house, but, you know, listening to him and his fantastic talent of singing along with how he plays guitar. It became a real thing, and he's known for that. Got it from a collection called the George Benson Collection. It came out in 1981. It's going to be This Masquerade. Followed up by Vance Gilbert, who I don't know too much about. But in 2002, he had a record called 1 through 14, and we're going to play Waiting for Gilligan. Nothing to do with the TV show, I imagine.
Well, there's a reference.
Oh, is there? I thought I was just being an idiot.
Listen carefully.
Oh. All right. This is Tom's set, one and two of the five-song set here at WMFO.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. Lost in a masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far. tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Hearts are weeping, disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try, to understand the reasons that we carry on this way. We're lost in a masquerade.
Eternal chore. I understand the habit as they break upon the shore. Keep this lonely vigil so my heart won't break no more. I'm waiting for Gilligan. The days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into years. And there's some that say I'm crazy when they see me sitting here. Tell all who would commit me, I know what commitment is. I'm waiting for Gilligan. Short wave has been broken down for years, but I'm listening with much more than just my ears. Waiting for Gilligan. Waiting. Waiting. Waiting for Gilligan. Captain's kids are captains now, most have come and gone. Motorboats, sailing ships with cargoes of their own. But my fingers crossed with every ship that makes the trip back home. I'm waiting for Gilligan. Practice makes me perfect. Well, I think I've got it down. After 30 years of waiting for a man who's not around. Faith and hope were made of gold, and I will wear that crown. Cause I'm waiting for Gilligan. So look at me, the seem unkind, but there's just enough of me left, not the mind. Waiting, waiting for good again. Waiting, waiting for good again. I am no prisoner to my passion, any more than some of you. About the love, I know that's true. I know folks who lived side by side for years and never knew that they were stranded. Now I want you to tell me. Somebody tell me. Who's on an island now? I know he's out there somewhere. And if he don't come home to me, I'll go out to meet him when they bury me at sea. Then we will be together and I'll no longer be waiting for Gilligan.
For my man, waiting for Gilligan.
Wow. It's WMFO in Medford 1016. Mike and Tom here. And Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
All right. So that was Purdy.
I'm glad you liked it.
That was Purdy, really.
He has a powerful voice. He's Vance is from Massachusetts. I think he was born in Philly. I was looking up some of the research on the artists, and we've seen him at New Bedford a bunch of times. He was at Newport one year. He was one of the MCs. He was kind of introducing the acts and stuff, and really, really talented. I mean, you can go and see him with a band, or you can just see him and his guitar, and either way, it's phenomenal.
I love the arrangement with the piano there. That was just great. And just before that, George Benson, and we know about George Benson, this Masquerade, just beautiful. You can't say much more about that, so I don't think we'll even attempt to.
We can leave it right there.
We'll just leave it right there. All right, let's move on to the next two. Chris Smither, another local guy, from 2006. He had a record called Leave the Light On. We're going to play Origin of Species. And Emmylou Harris. Oh, man. Emmylou Harris from 2000's Red Dirt Girl. We're going to play the title track.
Yep.
I know Emmylou's track. I don't know Chris's, but I'm willing to learn. So, all right, Chris Smither now in Origin of Species. It's more of Tom's five-song set, WMFO. Bop-a-dee-ba-da-bo.
Well, you've told Adam, snakes, I've had them. Let's get out of here. Go raise this family someplace out of town. They left the garden just in time with the landlord cussing right behind. They headed east and they finally settled down. One thing led to another, a bunch of sons, one killed his brother, and they kicked him out with nothing but his clothes. And the human race survives, cause all those brothers found wives, but where they came from, they ain't nobody knows. Then came the flood, go figure, just like New Orleans, only bigger. No one who couldn't swim would make it through. The lucky ones were on a boat, think circus, and then make it float, and hope nobody pulls a plug on you. How they fed their crowd is a mystery. It ain't down in the history, but it's a sense they didn't live on cakes and jam. Lions don't eat cabbage, and in spite of that old adage, I ain't never seen one lie down with a lamb. Charlie Darwin looked so far into the way things are, he caught a glimpse of God's unfolding plan. God said, I'll make some DNA, they can use it any way they want, from paramecium right up to man. They'll have sex and mix up sections of their code, they'll have mutations, the whole thing works like clockwork over time. I'll just sit back in the shade while everyone gets laid. That's what I call intelligent design. Yeah, you and your cat named Felix are both wrapped up in that double helix. It's what we call intelligent design. Thank you.
like a joyful sound. She grew up tall and she grew up thin, married that old dog Gideon by a crab myrtle bush at the back of the yard. Her daddy turned mean and her mama leaned hard. Got in trouble with a boy from town, figured that you might as well settle down, so she dug right in. Across a red dirt line just a little southeast of Meridian. Yeah, she tried hard to love him, but it never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. One thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, you keep on falling, cause there ain't no bottom, there ain't no wind. At least not for you. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to keep. But there won't be a mention in the news of the world of the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian, who never got any further across the line.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
somebody touched me like the rain on the wind. Left me alone, feeling like I've been skinned. But I know you're with me, whatever I go through. Somebody touched me, I know it was you. Somebody touched me, I know it was you.
WMFO, Medford, 10:29 in the morning. I'm Mike, he's Tom, she's Jean. And we just heard the last three songs of Tom's five-song set. We have Bruce Cockburn finishing up underneath us from 1991's Nothing But a Burning Light CD. That was Somebody Touched Me. Before that, Emmylou Harris from the year 2000's Red Dirt
Red
Girl.
Red Dirt Girl.
Yeah, I know. I know I was going to have you do another Conan thing. Yeah, never mind. And Chris Smither from 2006's Leave the Light On, that was Origin of Species. Tom, sir, I think that was just a beautiful five-song set.
Thank you very much.
That was just great. That was just great. How long did it take you to do that?
It took me a little while to put it together, but...
It does take a while, doesn't it?
Yes, that's why I have so much respect for you, because you do a whole two-hour show.
That's because I pay you well. You know it's true.
But yeah, I love that Chris Smither one. I would definitely call that a ditty. And
you had to ruin everything.
Any ditty that rhymes Felix with double helix is good in my book.
And I did hear in Vance Gilbert's song, Waiting for Gilligan, I heard the reference, and I approve. It was Marianne. I mean, I understand that. I get it. All right, so just to review, George Benson, This Masquerade. Vance Gilbert, a local from his album called 1 through 14, Waiting for Gilligan. Chris Smither from Leave the Light On, that was Origin of Species. Emmylou Harris, the title track to Red Dirt Girl, and the aforementioned Bruce Cockburn from Nothing But a Burning Light, that was Somebody Touched Me. All right, Tom, we're done with you. You can go now. The door's over there. No.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, everybody.
No, we have lunch to have after this, so you stick around. You stay there. All right, I've got new noise from Mr. Jack White. He's got a brand new record called Entering Heaven Alive. Huh? But I love Jack White because you never know what to expect, so nothing different here. This one's called I've Got You Surrounded, (with my love, (). Dun dun dun.
Get it.
There you go. All right, it's new noise at WMFO, Medford.
So good. You push. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Aphrodite, Juliet's sad smile. I don't know why I love you like I do. Your spirit shines like jewels floating over Rubicon. And I don't know why I love you like I do. And I
beautiful stuff from local artist Sweet Wednesday. We were talking to both of them just a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about those new tracks that are coming out on their new record. That's one of them, called Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do. Just fantastic stuff. And they're going to be playing Sunday, August 14th at 4 p.m. It's going to be the last second Sunday residency at the Plow and Stars with Keith Hollis on keyboard. So if you like that track, and I'm sure you did, go see Sweet Wednesday at the Plow and Stars Sunday, August 14th. Starts at 4 p.m. with Keith Hollis on keyboard. And next week I'm going to play some Keith Hollis too, just so you get a chance to hear that. All right, and just before that, we heard Built to Spill from 1994's There's Nothing Wrong with Love record. That was Dystopian Dream Girl, which is not something that I want to think about when I close my eyes. Pixies, third song of the set, 1990s Bossa Nova record, gave us Stormy Weather. Morphine, Boston's Own, in 1993, had the title track to their record Good, and started off with New Noise from Jack White. The brand new record is called Entering Heaven Alive. That's I've Got You Surrounded with My Love. Gives me some nachas, gives me some little bit of comfort there. We only have 9 minutes left, Tom. I got to stop yakking like this. I have some new noise. It's by Marcus King, and his new record is called, Young Blood, and it's just awesome. And this is yet another track I want to play. This one's called Blues Worse Than I Ever Had. It's new noise at WMFO.
Got them blues and it's worse than I've ever had. I'm out at my job and at home when I'm in my bed. I can't turn off my mind, can't seem to unwind. I've got the blues and it's worse than I've ever had. ain't got a cent. Oh, just like a cannonball, feel I'm headed for a fall. I got the blues and it's worse than I've ever had. We'll be right back.
WMFO in Medford, 10:58 in the morning. I'm Mike, and that's Tom, and we've been with you since 9. Something about the women, I think, with Sue, is coming up next. Just heard two tracks. First was New Noise's Marcus King from the great new album called Young Blood. That's Blues, Worse Than I Ever Had. And that was just Boston's own Rationales with a fantastic track from their Upstream record. It came out in 2017. That was Trade You. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Always come back soon. Let's go get something to eat. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, so stick around for Something About the Women. They will be up right at 11 o'clock. And after that at 1, 1 to 4 is Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. And at 4 is Vince Maganzini and Acoustic Ceiling. We're here all day for you. WMFO, thank you so much for listening. I'm Mike. He's Tom. She's Jean. Talk to you next week.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Say that you and Muddy Waters are the king bees. You always keep it so tough, you only play in E.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.